Welcome to the Discover Film Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Howard. And today, filmmaker Todd Weissman gives us his DF4Q. DF4Q, very quickly, is Discover Film 4 Questions, your favorite movies of all time, limit of three, a movie you think is underrated, a movie you think is overrated, and a movie that's just a lesser-known hidden gem that people should seek out. Todd Weissman wrote and directed a really great short film called Army of God. We showed it at Film Invasion LA in 2016, and when I saw it, it impressed me pretty much at every level. When you feel that somebody makes great work, it's always fun to find out what works inspire them. So I was looking forward to Todd's DF4Q. One warning, though. I think Todd is the only filmmaker who I surprised with the DF4Q. Everyone else got the questions in advance and could think about it for a while. But as you can tell, he pretty much had these answers in his head already. Favorite film of all time? And if you have to, you can go to three.
Children of Men.
I love that movie. Do you want to elaborate or it's just, it is what it is?
I love the filmmakers, Alfonso Cuarón and Chivo. They're like a match made in heaven. I love what it deals with, which is essentially a topic that's come up quite a bit now. With it, and Handmaid's Tale is really the same premise. Women are infertile. And I just love some of those sequences in that film, like especially when they're in that camp sort of at the end and it's that really long take and Clive Owen's got to like climb the building and find the woman and save the baby. I think thematically it's like everything that I love about watching movies, and visually is right there among some of the best, I think.
I'm with you. When he's carrying the baby, when the baby cries, and every human being within listening shot freezes and just lets him pass, I weep. That movie makes me cry.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite.
Cool. Well, question number two is a film you think is underrated. So the common wisdom, you think there's a film that came and went that people did not give the props it deserved.
It did win the Oscar for best foreign film, but it's called Son of Saul. And it won the Oscar, I think, in 2016. It is one of the most horrifying, visceral, gut-wrenching movies that I've ever seen. First-time filmmaker. And I think it's a really, really important movie. And I just haven't heard... I mean, it did, like I said, win the Oscar, but I haven't heard much about it, or even amongst other filmmakers. So that would
be... No, that's fair. And when something wins Best Foreign Film, that doesn't mean anyone's seen it and anyone's going to go out and see it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a Holocaust film, and just I don't know if there's a good word to describe it, because it's the subject matter is just so horrifying and so horrible. But from a filmmaking aspect, the guy is a master, and from an acting perspective, I mean, it's just one of the most real movies that I've ever seen.
Right. And it's actually, it deals with the Holocaust in a hyper realistic manner.
Yeah.
Well, I will watch it.
Yeah.
As much as it doesn't sound like a good time. I mean, that's something I'd like to watch.
Oh man. I'll need to watch that movie a couple more times before I die. It's that, but I probably need a couple of years in between each viewing.
Yeah. Question number three is a film you think is generally overrated. So everyone sings its praises and you think they're wrong about it.
I know the producer on this movie and they did. I'm not going to say it. Fuck. I almost don't want to say anything just because I think like every film that you see required so much work and so much brain power on the part of somebody and probably a lot of people that, I mean, I walk out of so many movies with my peers and they're just like, yeah, I didn't like it that much or it sucked. And I'm like, do you have any idea how much work it took to make that thing come to life? I hate dogging on other people's movies, so if I can, I would skip that one.
You can skip. All right, well, the last question is another fun one, a lesser-known film, a hidden gem that people should seek out.
Congo.
Congo?
Dude, Congo is my favorite bad movie. I know every word to that movie, all the songs. It's fucking awesome. The reason why I love Congo is because it's really personal. I was like, I forget how old I was turning, but we went to the movies for my birthday and Pocahontas was playing at the same time. And I saw the sign for Congo. My dad, I was like begging my dad, like, please take us to Congo. And he was like, no, you know, we're too young or whatever. And so we went to go see Pocahontas, which was a fine film. But a couple years later, somebody in my neighborhood had like ripped it from HBO on VHS. And we watched that movie, I don't even know how many times, dozens of times. There's so much gold in that movie. It is, you know, it's total B movie, but it's just so awesome.
It's funny because I was thinking that maybe the question should change to a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that would also be Congo for sure. I could watch that movie just on repeat.
There you go. The first ever completely improvised on the spot from the seat of your pants DF4Q. I really want to thank Todd Weissman for doing that. As you can tell, that was actually a phone call. Todd's in New York and I'm in LA, so we had to do that, I think, via FaceTime. And please know that you can go to discoverfilm.net and watch his film Army of God right now. I highly recommend it. It's just well made at every level, well directed, well acted, well shot. It caused a lot of controversy for Todd when he released it online, and you'll definitely see why. But you know what? Whether you agree with the message or not, it's quality filmmaking and something you should really give a chance. All right, other business. DiscoverFilm.net has a lot of films by other great filmmakers, as well as the podcast interviews with them. You can also learn about Film Invasion LA and the Sherman Oaks Film Festival there. And if you want, you can even learn a little about me there. Thanks for listening.